KBTC, a viewer-supported community service of Bates Technical College.
From KBTC Public Television Studios in Tacoma, Washington, welcome to the Steve on the Street podcast, a closer look behind the headlines as public policy and current affairs impact the real lives of real people.
Hello, and welcome to the Steve on the Street podcast, produced by KBTC Public Television and Northwest Now. I'm the host of Steve on the Street podcast, reporter and photojournalist Steve Kiggins. On today's podcast, we're talking about the South Sound economy. Later this month, the Tacoma Pierce County Chamber of Commerce hosts its annual Horizons Economic Forecast, focusing, of course, on 2025. This breakfast networking event brings together leaders from the region's economic, business, and industry sectors, sharing their insights and what's to come for our local economy in 2025, sharing innovations, data, and trends with entrepreneurs. And what does that look like nationally? Well, our recent elections indicate a likely shift in U.S. presidential foreign policy relations and possible increasing tariffs. But what does that mean for business owners locally? I hit the Proctor Farmers Market to chat with folks there. Next on the podcast, take a listen to that coverage on Northwest Now.
Every farmer I buy from, I know their name.
For more than three decades, the Proctor Farmers Market promised Pierce County could eat fresh, buy local, and build community.
This space just transforms into this vibrant community.
The market invites vendors hoping to offer something for everyone. Hot meals, fresh meat and produce, even pickles that might be pretty good. Alex Darner says he's been coming to the market for so long, he joined the board of directors.
I made this conscious decision. My dollars are going to go as much as possible to local growers.
Mushrooms are having a moment, right?
Farmer Adam DeLeo hopes that moment turns into repeat customers. He says their buying power is feeling an expansion in his Key Peninsula mushroom farm.
It's a purpose-built facility, so the design, the layout, the way things flow through the farm, it's all the way we want it to be.
The State Department of Agriculture says Pierce County is home to more than 1,300 farms. Statewide, agriculture and food processing sectors employ more than 160,000. Washington ranks 8th in the nation in international trade. Agriculture alone earned more than $12 billion in 2023. Canada and China are America's top customers, and both could be facing a new wave of tariffs by the incoming Trump administration. Tariffs could be leveraged in trade negotiations, says chair of the House Ways and Means Trade Subcommittee, Representative Adrian Smith.
And so we don't like it when they place the tariffs on us. That said, we need to keep our options on the table.
But the Washington Council on International Trade says the U.S. should resume trade policy that once fostered decades of growth and warns tariffs often include unintended consequences like inflation and layoffs. Paired with a global pandemic, the council says Trump's first round of protectionist policies and tariffs fueled a significant decline for Washington's exporters.
These are taxes that will raise costs for consumers.
Congresswoman Susan DelBene introduced legislation aimed to keep the president from imposing tariffs using emergency powers.
Whether it's in technology or aerospace, but definitely in agriculture. So not only does it hurt our consumers, it hurts our businesses.
I've watched this market just transform.
Customers in the Proctor Farmers Market have navigated 30 years of evolving economies. For Starner, investing locally pays off no matter where international trade winds blow.
It goes beyond the success of each vendor. We're talking about the health of the community.
In Tacoma, Steve Kiggins, Northwest Now. The sense I got with speaking with some of the folks on the ground there deals mostly with elements that people feel they really have the potential or ability to at least influence, if not control. Next on the podcast, take a listen to an extended interview with Adam DeLeo. He's the owner of Adam's Mushrooms, who forges ahead at Proctor Farmers Market, and he plans to expand his farm.
This is our 11th year. I'd been living overseas in Scotland, and I'd been a commercial fisherman before that.
Oh, wow.
And it just worked out where I was able to take a couple years off and go live in this cool community over there. And while I was over there, I got introduced to mushrooms and fell in love with it. And then my temporary work visa expired and came back here, and I was like, I want to run with mushrooms. And just kind of started putting together the pieces. And
how did you even start it? I mean, the learning curve has got to be, it's like something you didn't work.
I was working in the kitchen. It was at the Findhorn Foundation, beautiful part of Scotland. And the kitchen schedule was like half day. You'd come in and cook a breakfast and a lunch, or a lunch and a dinner. And after Paul Stamets actually came out to this community and gave a presentation about mushrooms, and I was like, that's cool. He had some books about how to grow them, so I had access to the kitchen. It's a kitchen process to grow mushrooms. You're okay. Essentially cooking mushroom food.
Okay.
And
interesting.
Instead of feeding the the mushroom goes into the food and eats it instead of you putting food out for mushrooms. But I started doing it there and kind of figured it out, and then came back here, and it just kind of slowly but surely took form, and we've been building on it ever since, slow and steady. There was no venture capital involved, or we just kind of been building it from the ground up. And
we all kind of find it, most of us kind of fall into where we land. Yeah.
No, and it was like, sure, you put in all the hard work and try to be clever, but it would be nothing if you didn't have like all the things happen in the background that bring it together.
Did you ever think you wanted to be a business owner?
Yeah. Okay. I didn't really, that was a naive, it'd be fun to, maybe I'm unemployable, I don't know. Maybe I'll try and find my own way. Coming from, especially with commercial fishing, it's kind of have like an independent streak.
So what's the key to selling mushrooms?
For us, I think, I think having a colorful display, lots of variety, approachable sizing, and there's a whole combination of things that work, but a lot of it has to do with presentation. You're at a market, lots of people walking around, you have to draw people in. And with a good product, you draw people in and they try it, and then they become return customers. We I think 2/3 of our business out here is return customers.
You mentioned a minute ago, they sell themselves.
Catches their eye, and they're like, I don't even like mushrooms, but this is amazing. Can I eat these? And I'm like, yeah, hot pan, butter, salt, and pepper. Give it a try, put a crush of garlic, a little splash of white wine. Put on your pasta, do whatever. They're very versatile. You can go just about any direction with them. So.
And you sell a little bag?
Yeah.
And they go home and do exactly what you suggest? Yeah. And they come back and they tell you, oh my God, are you kidding?
It becomes part of their Saturday routine, come out to the market. Well, we all stop by the mushroom guy and grab a bag of mushrooms, and they're delicious and they're healthy, and it checks a lot of the boxes for a lot of people. Also vegetarians, we don't eat meat, but we like to splurge on a protein-like main in a dish from time to time, and mushrooms are perfect for that.
So why expand? You mentioned you've got this project underway. It's probably not like all gas at this point, but
no.
We're getting there.
We're not in production yet, but yeah, I think this winter we'll get into it. And for us, it allowed us to have the illusion of security and control over over the business. Having an abundance of production available allows you to say yes to more opportunities. Right now we kind of do what we can do, and that's a good place to operate too. Maxed out, you're doing good. But everything, including our original, we wanted to run a real mushroom farm, and we didn't realize the amount of capital and experience and market development and all those things that you needed to do that. But a decade later, we can realize that dream and do it from a place of feeling pretty secure in our choice to do so. But to me, it's like finishing a book. Like, I want to get to the end of this. Like, oh, we had this dream all that time ago, and we're on the final chapter. And hopefully it's not the final chapter, but for us, like, the vision of what we wanted to do.
But you're going to finish this out loud, no matter what it takes.
That's it.
And that ends up looking like a couple of what looks like, to be forgive my ignorance, a couple of structures, maybe sheds, I don't know what they're called, but they're facilities that's going to do exactly what when you compare your production now to when it's complete. Is it like a tenfold?
I think we could grow, I think we could produce about five times as much mushroom as we're currently doing. And it'll be in an efficient way. It's a purpose-built facility, so the design, the layout, the way things flow through the farm, it's all the way we want it to be. And we're fortunate, we're almost like a second generation mushroom farm in the Northwest, where there's a number of farms doing what we do that had to figure it out themselves. And they've been doing it for 10, 15 years. And they're at a point where they're secure in their own markets. They're we've known them forever, and they're like, hey, let's help you guys build your dream farm.
Nice.
Here's all the technology. We have sensors, controls. There's all of it. I mean, everything is controlled processes, because the thing about growing mushrooms, the thing about many things in life, is being consistent. And the only way to be consistent in an environment that's constantly changing is to do the best you can to control your various temperature, humidity, cook process, timing, all the different things. I said we were cooking mushroom food. Essentially, that's a mushroom farm. You're creating mushroom food, feeding the mushrooms. They grow and, go forth and prosper.
Right, so
yeah, it was a
How do you look? How do you view what we're going through kind of now? And kind of what the realities look like.
I mean,
there's lots of jobs being slashed everywhere, and businesses that pay talented people a lot of money that have extra money to spend. And who knows what that looks like in the future? These kind of things, like, where do you kind of watch, and how do you feel what kind of is happening? Maybe not like around the world, but affecting you particularly.
I think we've seen. Nothing stays the same forever. You're constantly changing, and you have to be adaptable. You have to be able to read a situation for what it is, and maybe you can't do everything to change the macro realities, but you can adapt in your own ways to work with it or around it, or, you might need to diversify. You might need to, like, for us, this production facility will allow us to have the option of working with wholesalers or lower margin but more volume, or all the things. But honestly, for us, our business is healthy. We've done well. We've seen restaurants, had to control costs dramatically, with a cost increase. Restaurant industry, you have a crazy reality where they need to take the cost of food and multiply it by 4 or 5, send it out the door to cover their lease, to cover their employees, to cover all these things. So if your potatoes and your tomatoes double in price, that has an incredible impact on your end price. So it drives you back to looking at your costs and what can you do. And unfortunately, mushrooms is one of those things that maybe a chef will look at as like, oh, $12 for this gorgeous box of mixed mushroom. Or, we could get the creminis and maybe put a little oyster in there and still sell the dish. So we've seen a little of that here and there, just tightening the belts. But generally, we find that, people will buy the mushroom dish. And you can still get your margins on mushrooms. And I know that. And it helps me if I got to go talk to someone about, hey, well, let's try mushroom. Do you want to cook with some mushrooms? Here's what it looks like. Chefs don't want to be told what things look like, but like, here's a portion size.
Right.
Here's a portion size.
Right.
Here's what you can sell that dish for. It works. It might be a higher cost, but also you can sell it for more. People will go for the wild mushroom risotto. People will go for the chanterelle whatever steak, or maybe you're not always the cheapest vendor out there, but if you're there every time they want you to be there, and if there's there's sometimes costs aren't, it's not what it looks like. If you're working with a vendor that suddenly is gone for a couple of weeks, that's going to cost you. So maybe you saved $1 a pound on mushroom for a couple of weeks, but then there's a gap, or the quality crashes, or there's some reality where you're like, maybe it's better to pay the buck up front and know that it's one less thing to stress about.
Exactly how foreign policy changes with the next presidential administration, we just have to wait and see what happens. For the most part, the folks I spoke with in Tacoma, they're operating as they would normally, making the choices they can and when they can, in an attempt to choose with whom they spend their money and how they believe to improve their success in business. So thanks very much to Alex Starner, board member from Proctor Farmers Market, and thanks to Adam DeLeo, owner of Adam's Mushrooms. Thanks for sharing your thoughts and experience, both on the broadcast and here on Steve on the Street. And of course, thank you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for taking time and effort to be here with me. Your support just by listening to the podcast is greatly appreciated. I'm host of Steve on the Street podcast, reporter and photojournalist Steve Kiggins from KBTC Public Television and Northwest Now. Until next time, cheers.